Blog Talk Radio.
Glory to God. Anybody in here got anything to thank him for? Take a moment and take a moment and share it with somebody. Just one thing. Hallelujah. He maybe kept you over the holiday from having a head-on collision. Maybe he healed your body. Maybe blessed you with some finance. But turn to somebody and just share it with them.
Welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach, where your host is none other than Prophetess Overseer Sadie Elliott. I am so glad to be on the air today. We've been having things going on for the last 2 weeks, but today we were finally able to get on here. We give God the praise and the glory. We have an exciting topic today that we will be sharing with everyone that come in or either on the archive. So call up your friends, call up your neighbors, right, and tell them, tune in to Joy and Peace Outreach Blog Talk Show. Oh, gracious Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the broadcast. We thank you for those that will call in. We thank you for those that will listen in, even later on this broadcast. Let it be something that's been said that will help someone along their Christian journey. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and thank God. Well, today we are talking about five important things about God kind of faith. You know, the highest form of faith is faith in God's word and its authority alone. One thing is needful. The word without faith, it is impossible to please God. The God kind of faith will work for whosoever. You know, Jesus is the author and finisher of our faith. We are to look unto Jesus. The Word and Jesus are one. Looking unto Jesus is looking into and acting on the Word. This brings Jesus on the scene instantly. Believing is acting. There is no belief without acting. And our three tag words we're going to use throughout our broadcast today is faith, forgive, and word. And you know, we'll start off with faith. Our number one is faith will not work in an unforgiving heart. You have to have a forgiving heart. You know, over in Mark 11, 25 and 26, the word of God said, when you stand praying, forgive. That means when you pray, if you know you have an odd with your brother or sister, it's that time to repent. Go to God and ask him for forgiveness. You know, in Galatians 5 and 6, it's saying, faith works by love. That means you got to have love on the inside of you. You know, love must be the dominating, motivating force behind all operation of faith. I'll say that one again. Love must be the dominating, motivating force behind all operation of faith. You know, one of our greatest hindrances to the God kind of faith is the big me. You got to, you know, it's all about you, but you got to calm down and have that motivation force. You know, 1 Corinthians 13:1-3 is a picture of sense knowledge, Christianity, and its gross failure. You know, love is the power charge behind the God kind of faith. My. You know, I'm giving you some tips today on five important things about God kind of faith. You know, the second one is faith is of the heart, not of the head. Yes, that's right. Faith is of the heart, not of the head. And when I went over to Roman, turn your pages in your Bible, if you haven't tore them out, to Roman, the 10th chapter, and the 8th through the 10th verse, and the word of God says in the 10th chapter, and the 8th through the 10th, so then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Let's go back again. Romans 10, 8 and 10 say, but what says it? The word is now thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart, that is the word of faith, which we preach. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And then when we look at verse 10, it says, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. That means you got to have it with the heart. Man believe it. And 2 Corinthians, we'll turn over that to 4. And the 4th chapter. And the 16th verse say, for which cause we faint not, but through our inward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. You know, the inward man, the spirit man, has nothing to do with the mind of the body concerning believing. You know, Satan may put doubt in a person's mind, but the word will put faith in the heart or spirit. You know, the sense control which the mind believeth until the spirit man becomes dominated in a believer's life. You know, the spirit man becomes dominated through the word. And you'll find that in Acts, the 20th chapter. We'll turn on over to Acts, the 20th chapter, and the 32nd verse. And I want you to find it in your Bible. And the word of God say, and now, brethren, I commend you to God, and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. My. You know, the spirit may become dominant through the word. You know, our third thing is faith must be released from the mouth with word. That means how are you going to release that faith unless you open your mouth with the word of God? You know, heart faith is based on the word, not on feelings. You can't go by feelings. You have to have that heart faith that's based on the word of God. You know, faith based on feelings will lead to spiritual ruin. You know, on my fourth thing that's important about God kind of faith, is faith work by praying or by saying only. The man at the beautiful gate was raised without prayer. Jesus raised the bar and Nan without prayer. Peter raised Tabitha after prayer. You know, this faith will always work for you. Sometimes it will work for others through you. You know, a person has a will of his own. But in the case of newborn Christians, you can use your faith for them most of the time. You know, when you think of the application of God kind of faith, you think about the foundational scripture, which is found in Romans, the 10th chapter. And we're going to turn over to Romans 10 and read what thus says the Lord. Romans 10 and the verse 6 through 10 say, but the righteous which is of faith speaketh on this wise, say not in thine heart, who shall ascend into heaven, that is, to bring Christ down from above? Or who shall descend into the deep, that is, to bring up Christ again from the dead? But what say it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart, that is, the word of faith which we preach. And when we go to verse 9, it says, but if thou shalt confess with thy mouth, my, we just say that to you and believe righteousness. You know, believing and saying, the word has been given to us to straighten out our thinking. We must get our thinking in line with the word. You cannot believe beyond the knowledge of the word. And when you go to Romans 16 and verse 25 and 26, I'm going to tell you what it says. 25 and 26 say, not to him that is a power to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ according to the revelation of the mystery which was kept secret since the world began, but now is made manifest and by the scripture of the prophets according to the commandments of the everlasting God, made known to all nations for the obedience of faith. My. You know, your faith will not work above the level of your confession. You never realize beyond your confession. You must believe those things which you say will come to pass. Entire vocabulary must be disciplined. And when you turn over to Proverbs, the 18th chapter, let's see what it's saying. My. And the 18th chapter, and the 7th through the 21st, you can read that at your leisure. But I'll read some of it. Verse 18 and 7 say, a foolish mouth is his destruction, and his lips are the snares of his soul. And then when I went to verse 21, the word of God said, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. We're talking today about five important things about God kind of faith, and I'm adding more things to it so you can get and digest this a little bit more. You know, the application for the God kind of faith takes three things. You say it, you do it, and you receive it. You have to say it out of your mouth. Then you have to do it what you have said. You got to put that in action. then you have to receive it. What you have said through the word of God, reading the scriptures, those are three main things. Say it, do it, and receive it. You can see yourself with it. You can make no provision for the flesh. You got to tell it. You know, we do not have to make God's word good. He will make it good. All we have to do is stand on it, meaning standing on that word. That's what I tell you, standing on that word, having the faith in that word, and having forgiveness in your heart. You have to constantly walk in faith. You know, what does it mean to be a new creature? Well, I'm glad you said it. In God's eyes, you'll find that in Colossians 1:21 and 23. In the world's eyes, you can go to Philippians 2 and 15. We have been reborn. You can go to 1 Peter 1 and 5. We are kings and priests. You can go to Revelation 1, 4 and 6, and then 1 Peter 2 and 9. You know, more than conquerors. Here we are more than conquerors. Here we go over to Romans 8 and 35 and see what it's saying to us. And Romans 8 and 25 says, but if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait on it? Yes, yes. You know, we are more than conquerors. We are in Christ Jesus now. You'll find that in Ephesians 2, 10 through 13. You know, we enter into him when we believe the gospel of our salvation. We have redemption from the curse to God. We have the spiritual death found in Romans 6, 10 through 14. Then we have sickness and disease in Romans 8 and 2. And let me read what 8 and 2 say. For the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. My. Poverty, you'll find that in Galatians 3 and 13. We're still talking about walking in constant faith, having five important things about God kind of faith. You know, when we enter into him, we believe the gospel of our salvation. And when we make the decision to live by faith and love, we use the name of Jesus fearlessly. You got to have faith in your faith. Having faith in your faith is having faith in what Jesus has done for you. Our substitute, you find that in Romans 8 and 32. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him so also freely give us all things? Here he give us his only son. Would you be able to give up your daughter or your son? But Jesus did for us. Our intercessor. Here he was, our intercessor. Do you know how to go in and intercede for others? You know, you think about that. Don't use it lightly. Hebrews 7 and 25 says, wherefore he is able to save them to the utmost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. My. Just think about that. Ooh, five important things about God kind of faith. God faith. You know, we don't have a faith problem. We have a word problem because we need to get into that word to learn more about faith, forgiveness, love, having that heart clean. You know, we don't have a faith problem. We have a word problem. The measure of faith is enough. You'll find that in Romans 12 and 3. And faith come by hearing the word of God. Without the word, how can you hear? You know, faith work for whosoever. You'll find that in Mark 11, 23. And faith that overcomes, you'll find that in 1 John 5 and 5. You know, when you think about the great exchange, He died to give us life. You'll find that in 1 Thessalonians 5 and 10, Galatians 2 and 20. He was made sin to make us righteous. He became weak to make us strong. He suffered shame to give us glory. He went to hell to give us heaven. He was condemned to set us free. He was made sick to give us divine health. He was cast out of God's presence to make us welcome there. You know, our struggle is not with God. We wrestle not with God or man, but with Satan himself. You know, we must refuse to believe anything again what has been done for us. Begin to exercise your faith now. You don't have to wait until doubt leave. Doubt won't leave. It must be kicked out. For you to have that, you got to move doubt. Kick that doubt out. Kick it out right now, wherever you are, whatever you're doing. And you've been having that doubt, kick it out right now. You know, when you have, as that song say, all I can do is stand. We're having all, or having done all, is to stand. We stand by faith. We fall by unbelief. To do all require all that faith requires. Hearing the word equal giving yourself to the word. Study. You'll find that in 2 Timothy 2, 15, 3, and 16. Hearing it preach, go where it is. Hearing yourself confess it. We're talking about that faith today. On the word. And James 2 and 17. Faith is dead when alone. Faith must be mixed with the word and release. You'll find that in Hebrews 4. You know, believing is acting. Acting as through the holy testimony is true. You know, take unto you the full armor. Put it on, the truth. The word, I am, what it says, I am. The breastplate of righteousness. I take unto me my inheritance right. Your feet shone with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Mean peace with God. Ephesians 2 and 2 say, walk according to the course of this world. You know, above all, taking the shield of faith. Here we still talking about that faith. It's all work by faith. Helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit combined. Praying always with all manner of prayer. In the Spirit, you find that in 1 Corinthians 4, 1, 4, and 2. 1, 4, 14 and 2. Walking with all perseverance, living the love life of Jesus. For the body of Christ, unite. For the ministering gift and the anointing. My, 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 my. When you have the power of patience, the power of patience sought or consists. You know, when you think about it, it is a bottom point after we have prayed or never go back on our prayers. Don't stop the miracle action of the word by a confession of doubt or the admission of a doubt in your consciousness. No, don't put doubt nowhere in your consciousness. The word is God part of our prayer life. The power of patience is released by a threefold decision. Decision, God's word is true. Decide to act only in faith. Decide to speak only in faith. You know, a quality decision releases the force of patience. Today we are talking about five important things about God kind of faith. You have to be constantly walking in faith. And you say, well, who has it? Well, his workmanship, the children of God, by faith in Christ Jesus, the measure of faith. That God kind of faith will work for whosoever. There is nothing wrong with your faith. Faith, Adam's faith, was perverted and turned to evil. But Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, we look unto Jesus. The Word and Jesus are one. Look unto Jesus is looking into and acting on the word of God. This brings Jesus on the scene instantly. Believing is acting. There is no believing without acting. My, 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 my. And you know, when I went back to Hebrews 11:6, it say that it's impossible to please God without faith. And the Apostle Paul preached it. What he preached, he received from Jesus, the arm of God. Above all, taking the shield of faith, we are above all, the girdle of truth, the word. These should be our preparation of the gospel of peace. The world, the sword of the spirit is the word. My. But when you think about that, but the word preaches and did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that hear it. When mixed with faith, the word covered the entire spectrum of human existence. You know, the highs, following those that believe the gospel, those without faith, the singles, the shoot, the sword will not work. Being without faith, he guides them of righteousness. Without faith, the breastplate is useless. My. Today we are talking about five important things about God's kind of faith. We just giving God the praise today for what he's doing and what he's going to do in each and every one of our life. Prayer, praying always with all prayers and supplication in the spirit when you pray, believe you receive. So if you're asking God in prayer, you must believe that you're going to receive it. You can't be shaky, can't waver in your faith. You got to believe it. And you know, the greatest faith, the highest form of faith is faith in God, word and its authority. You got to hold on to that. And there are two kinds of faith, the sense knowledge faith, Thomas faith, demanding physical evidence to satisfy the senses, the word faith, Abraham faith, depending on the word alone. Find a passage from the word that covers their need and make them your own. Prayer based on the word above, the sense contacts the author of the word. So that means we have to study the word. We have to learn this word. We have to memorize this word. We have to go to the word for everything that we need. When we don't understand something, let's just go to the word. Let's have that faith, that word of faith, that secret of the word of Jesus. Having to believe in your word. Do not be willing to believe anything against your unworthiness, unfilteredness, weakness, or lack of filteredness. That means five important things about God kind of faith. Hallelujah, hallelujah. What you say is your faith speaking. Faith without work is dead. Faith without corresponding action will not work. His faith was cooperating with his work. His faith was complete and reached its supreme expression when he implemented it by good news. So we today are talking about faith, five important things of God kind of faith. We're talking about God, not our faith, but God kind of faith. So that's what we have to do today. It's no. The five important thing is faith will not work in an unforgiving heart. That's one. Two is faith of the heart, not of the head. Three, faith must be released through the mouth with words. Four, faith work by praying or by saying only. Five, this faith will allow work for you sometime. It will work for others, though you a person have a will of his own. But in case of newborn Christian, you can take your use paid. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, today, this is our broadcast today on five things about God kind of faith. I hope it enlightened you today, that you on your way. And we want to be back next week on another exciting topic. You know, the greater the faith, the higher form of faith is in God and its authority. So today, as you proceed to lead the line, speak faith in your life. Your faith will cooperate with the work. His faith was complete and reached its supreme expression when he implemented it by good work. Faith does not come by praying, but it comes by hearing the word. Be a doer of the word. You'll find that in James 3, 1 and 22. And go to God. Speak to God about the mountain. Then speak directly to the mountain. Speak the desires and results. Confess and present. Speak to the nature world, that is how God created it. Confess, I am to bring spiritual reality. Third, I can to bring ability. So we give God praise today for the show. Five important things about God kind of faith. I know I took you to a lot of scriptures, that way you could see it for yourself what he's talking about, grace and about faith. So I hope you all got something out of it today. We'll be back next week to start a brand new series. So we hope you're in tune on next week to Joy and Peace, Community Development Cooperation, where your host is none other than Overseer Sadie Elliott. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.